Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
A Prayer for Those Caught in the Gossip Trap by Meg Butcher. The fibers in my stomach began to fly off with my lunch as gossip came out of my smartphone speaker. For 7 years, I had tried to find the good and lend an understanding nod until God revealed my agreeability made me guilty of conspiracy. Because I was afraid to come across judgmental, I refused to weigh in directly. Confidence at a high volume lofted a convincing argument on dishonesty's behalf, and a strangling hold on the hand of truth that threatened to lurch out of my stomach. I always found something positive to say about the person in vocal peril, but ran the risk of being directly associated with the entirety of the conversation. The Holy Spirit, who abides in every Christian heart, and the uneasiness I felt were warnings for me to evacuate that phone call. God is the protector of our hearts, alerting us to the falsities that attempt to crack through the surface. 1 Timothy 2:16 says, "Stay away from ungodly babbling, because it will only lead deeper into a godless lifestyle." What is ungodly babbling? Paul warned of false teachers whose grand assumptions illuminated a lack of knowledge. In 1 Timothy 1:4, he warns, "Tell them to turn away from fables and endless genealogies. These activities just cause more arguments and confusion." Gossip operates on opinion. Faith is fueled by fact. And 2 Timothy 2:17 warns again, "Once these empty voices start to speak, Timothy, they infect and spread, and soon the body is consumed with its cancer." The more we entertain gossip, the more likely we are to consider it. Aiming to operate in peace with someone by allowing them to air out their opinions puts our hearts at risk for misaligned empathy. Instead, Paul says in 1 Timothy 1:4, they should concern themselves with welcoming in and bringing about the reign of God, which is all about faith. Looking back, I had made room in my schedule to take that phone call, and it cost me. No one can force gossip upon us, yet we often let a guilt-filled status as a good friend overcome our urge to hit the ignore button. When we pray for God to redirect the way we spend our time, He is faithful to answer. 1 Timothy 1:5 says, "Our teaching about this journey is intended to bring us to a single destination, a place where self-giving love reigns from a pure heart, a clean conscience, and a genuine faith. When our minds are full of things we wish we didn't know about people, it threatens to taint our view of them. But the Christian life aims to see the image of God in everyone. Gossip is rooted in lies or twisted truths. Even honest reporting has an undermined intention to throw its victim under the bus. It's deceitful and one of the devil's favorite tools. Lying is his specialty, and he aims to kill, steal, and destroy. A stolen, destroyed, or annihilated reputation can emotionally destroy a person. We are to have nothing to do with these conversations. Those who fall into a pattern of speech that isn't rooted in the truth tend to be most convinced that they know what they are talking about. But don't be fooled. Motivated by their insecurity, their confidence is rooted in opinions. Conversation that is focused on negative attributes and hearsay is never worth the time it takes to entertain. A godly friend will understand why we can't go there with them and hold us accountable too. Let's pray. Father, we praise you for your godly friends who hold us accountable. Thank you for illuminating the deceitful power of gossip that we entertain sometimes. Forgive us for listening to gossip instead of walking away. We confess that often we don't speak up because we fear rejection. Please help us to have the courage to honor others with kind words when their character is being publicly slain. Bless and heal those who have been mangled by gossip and others enslaved by its addictive habit. Heal our insecurities and help us learn to turn to you for affirmation. Make us busy serving others in love to give you glory instead of sitting in circles of babble and participating in chatter-filled phone calls. Empower us with your Holy Spirit to heed your warnings and steer our conversations with your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? I mean, you are called by God, and aren't we all praying the big prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? So if we put two and two together, you've got a message to deliver, my friend. Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, art to make, or businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. I use my mic like a machete, so if you don't like to get your toes stepped on or pushed off cliffs to finally jump on in with Jesus, I may be too much for you. But if you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com today.